output of the synoptic picture. Now, our new high, central pressure 1030, strong one, just about over New Zealand. As Patricia mentioned, we've got very little cloud at the moment. And it will be a pretty sunny day here, albeit a bit chilly. Now, it extends a ridge east-northeast, pretty much toward the northern Cooks at the moment. Now, by Monday, the center will have moved to the northeast, northeast of the Bay of Plenty, really, if you can picture that. And it will remain fairly strong at 1029, 1029er, as a depression moves into the Tasman Sea. And its location at that point, the depression that is, will be approximately 42 south and 160 east. That's 42 and 160. Moving to Tropical Cyclone Donna, by midnight last night, it was located at 13.9 and 165 east. So 13.9, the tracking people like to use decimals, so just multiply the 60 times 9 so you could see 13.54 minutes. And right on 165 east, so it's gone a little bit west. Central pressure 956 millibar, 956. Winds been recorded 90 knots, 90 knots. Now the track is putting Donna just west of Yuriparapara in Vanuatu, one of our favorite places up there. That's the volcano. That opens up on its side so that you could hop in there and explore just west of there. Now, it's expected to turn south probably tomorrow. A little bit different from what they thought yesterday. So here are the estimated track coordinates for those of you that are following this. It's useful then to write down these coordinates. Saturday, tomorrow, 15 south, 165.5 east. By the 8th, should be 18 south and 165 east. By the 9th, 21 south and 167 east. And by the 10th, 23 south, 168 east. So you can see, if you were to plot this, you can see the curving that's expected the cyclone to do. The closest point of approach to Noumea now is 106 nautical miles. Now the track now puts Donna directly over the Loyalties. We thought it was going to center Ponchanisha, but now it looks like it's going to be the Loyalties. And by Wednesday of next week, tracking puts her at 27.5 south and 176 east. Once again, and this is what we have seen as a consistent a consistent prognosis, if you will, that's directly on the run line between New Zealand and Fiji. So at this time on Wednesday, our oncoming cold front is going to reach the North Island. So we've got Donna to the north, we've got a cold front reaching the North Island. Now the front's going to extend north, as we figured, it's going to link up with Donna at that point. Then from Donna, there should be a trough that continues on to Fiji and affects Tonga as well. Winds in both of these groups are going to be northeasterlies at that point in time. So those of you that are on passage certainly need to be in before Wednesday, I think. Now, we really can't imagine anyone departing now, and certainly not until late next week. By Friday morning, that's the 12th, the new high extends a ridge to the, well, right into the Tasman and over New Zealand, really. Donna, by then, may be near 3-1 south and the Dateline. Expect a swash zone between New Zealand and that particular location. So again, the yachts on passage at the moment will find mostly Easterly is east-southeast between 25 South and Fiji or Tonga. And by, yeah, that'll be right through Tuesday the 9th. Now, the winds are going to start to back, as I mentioned, on Wednesday, east-northeast to northeast. So it looks like a pretty good idea, again, to be near or at your destination by then. I think you will be. It looks like at least the boats we're talking to should be in at that point. All right. Looking today at New Caledonia, and we just have Leah there to report to us. There's probably a few other boats there as well. So expect cloud and squally conditions today. Squally conditions, wind east-southeast, 18 up to 25 knots, gusts up to 35 knots. And this is going to continue Sunday. By Monday, winds look to be easterly, 26, 28 knots, gusting up to 40 knots. Expect heavy rain, as Donna is certainly going to be very close. Winds over the Loyalties by Tuesday, looking about 35 knots, gusting 50 knots. Vanuatu Met has issued a wind warning for storm to hurricane force winds. They're predicting clockwise winds 55 to 65 knots, seas 7 meters and higher. Heavy rain and thunderstorms will obviously affect the group as well. Now, yesterday, the track, like I said earlier, was over Aneisham, but now it seems to be over the Loyalties. And, you know, try as one might, nature still beats man's model output, no question about that. The models, the tracking models, of course, are taking all of the upper-level winds and the progs for those winds, and they're trying to create a vector which will move the storm around, but it never seems to work out. It always seems to move in a slightly different direction. They're getting better, but not at the point where they're dead on. So that's something certainly to consider when you're looking at these sort of storms. Okay, moving on to Fiji, satellite imagery shows plenty of cloud about, as the trough is just north of the country, and it's slowly descending to the south, and should affect the group by, I'd say, tomorrow. Now, a strong wind warning is still in place for all waters. This is put out by Fiji Met. Southeast winds 20 to 25 knots. Now, cloud also affects Tonga. A strong wind warning is in effect for Tonga Tapu, and also expect scattered showers. Winds look to be east to east-northeast today. Northerly winds on Sunday, but Monday they switch around to the southeast, and they'll be fresh. We're looking at about 25 knots, so that's come Monday. And again, that possible departure of Saturday the 13th is still looking possible. So for those of you that are chomping at the bit or cold, that's something to hopefully look forward to. So we'll keep reporting on that. And again, we won't be on Sunday, so we'll see how things have developed then when we are back on Monday morning. So any questions or comments, come now, and I'll pass this to the chief.
Trigger.
Go ahead, Chris. Trigger.
No, just confirming again, you said the wind is going to veer northeast on Sunday, and the
yes, that's what the models are indicating. But then come Monday, they come back around again, or I should correctly say they veer to the southeast. So if that's your departure time from Minerva, then that's what you'll get. It looks pretty good at that point. Over.
I was thinking to pick up now and to leave now, but it's going to switch and come right in my place, and it's not doing that, so.
I don't think that wind will get down to Minerva. Over.
Okay, copy that. I want to pick up now.
On the Well, if you leave Sunday, if you leave Monday, then you'll have your east-southeast winds, over.
Yeah, I copy that. So thank you, David. I understand it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And, yes, I've done an adjustment to my chat room here, so I can now say good morning to Eagles Wings and Seaforth and Villamy and Bravo and Estate. So that's great. And Mike, if you're listening, Seaforth are actually listening on the iPad, so Safari is useful for something. All right, is there anybody else with anything? It sounds a very beautiful day in the Bay of Islands. Villamy report 5 knots from the south. They're just all probably raring to go. Bravo's anxious to get in the water. And updating things, did you give them an indication of where they were going to go? Oh, you did.
I can't be not listening.
Because I was putting stuff on the computer.
Oh, what an excuse.
Yes. All right, so I will catch up on that shortly. All right, there's nothing much more. Final call from Gulf Harbour Radio. Anybody with anything? No, all back to it, and it's a great day for doing your final stuff on the boat, so no problems there, and it's even a good day here for doing stuff as well. Cheers, everybody, and we will not be on tomorrow. Lots for us to do tomorrow. We do our usual pistol shooting in the morning, and then we're going shopping. You know, it's a funny thing, when you go from a boat to a house, strange things happen in wardrobes. Particularly with trousers, they just seem to shrink around the waistline. And this is a warning to you folks, in case you ever do this, just watch it, because it's a really strange phenomenon. Never happens when you're on a boat, but once you get onto land, these trousers, they just shrink quite considerably around the middle. All right, we'll address that problem tomorrow and be back again on Monday. Cheers, everybody. This is Gulf Harbour Radio, ZMH 286, and we're clear. All right. Off, off, off. Where are we?